The Joy Unleashed show empowers and inspires women to reclaim their joy. We provide tools, resources, and connections to help you unlock your true potential through engaging conversations, expert insights, and transformative stories. We create a vibrant and inclusive community where women can break free from the limitations that hold them back. I'm Joyologist Colleen Greco, and it is my honor to be your host. Let's get right into the show. If you feel like you're stuck, if you feel like you don't quite know your purpose, or maybe you know it, but you just can't find the path toward it. If you're uncomfortable in your own skin and want to finally master self-love, then we need to talk. I'm Colleen Greco, and I'm your Joyologist. I help women just like you to reclaim the joy they feel is missing in their life through mindset coaching and nutrition coaching. Whether you have weight to lose or simply need to get your gut in check, I've got you. We'll work together to retire limiting beliefs. Those are the stories that are keeping you from your purpose. I need you to hear me. Those are the stories that we need to get rid of in order to get you on your path to your purpose. We will work together to get you that life you've always dreamed of. It would be my honor to connect with you. Reach out to me via Instagram at @ColleenGreco or email Colleen@ColleenGreco.com. Let's get you back to the show. Now, this episode is brought to you by Lignum Wealth Management. I've worked with Mark at Lignum for over 15 years. And before you get your mind racing, wealth was not, and maybe will ever be, a term in my vocabulary. It's more like survival is how I started. And how to really develop a plan, 1-0 at a time. How do I plan for the future now? So that was our mindset. And you know, I spend my days coaching clients on ways to improve their well-being, and finances are a very core part of your overall well-being. Ignoring it doesn't make the problem go away. In fact, it makes it worse. And you wake up years down the line wishing that you had taken that first step towards a plan. With Mark, he takes a very personalized approach to coaching, and it's all about your financial goals, not his. And he'll provide you sensible solutions and referrals to other experts that help you with your situation. Having a coach like Mark guide our family through the various stages of life allows me to focus on what I do best. So take the first step today towards a solid financial future and contact Mark at Lignum Wealth Management. His information's in the show notes. He's had my family's back for over 15 years. Welcome back to another episode of Joy Unleashed. I'm Colleen Greco, your humble host and resident joyologist. And today I am so excited to introduce you to Kathy Baldwin. Let's bring her on to the show. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Colleen.
What a beautiful background. Are you going to play something for us later, or let's see how it goes?
Well, my last name is Baldwin, so we're just going to pretend that's a Baldwin piano.
So you're saying you designed that? That's what I'm feeling.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, we're going to go with that, okay? Well, do me a favor and go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody who's listening and watching, and then I'm thrilled to jump into our discussion today.
Awesome. So I'm Kathy Baldwin. I am the founder and coach at Rise Up Coaching, the author of Unlearn the Crap About Personal Success and Empowerment. And I am excited for this conversation.
Okay. So immediately, where does my head go to? Unlearn the Crap. That's an amazing title. Thank you so much for that. Because that's just, I feel like that's just sitting in your authenticity and just saying, like, let's not sugarcoat this. There's a lot of crap that we program and absorb from other people. So is that sort of the essence of, what we'll hear in the book?
You got it. It is about unlearning the lies of social structures that we've been taught about what it is to be successful, about what it is that we're supposed to do and should do, who we should be. It's just.
Just plain crap.
Yeah. And it makes us sick. And when I think about the rise of disease and mental health and all of these things that are happening, 76% of our population is under extreme stress. It's because we're following this crap instead of living authentically.
Okay, so amen. Let's just stop there and say yes to all of that. But I can tell you from my own personal experience, even as recent as I think it was Friday, I was having extreme pain in like my cheekbones, my upper jaw. And I'm like, what is that? I'm not grinding my teeth. I'm noticing my teeth aren't even touching. I'm not chewing gum or doing all the things that are supposed to cause all of this. And I realized that the more I'm in tune with my intuition, the louder the responses are getting. So what would have been kind of like a mild headache is now like, pay attention. It's getting really loud, which I am appreciative of because it comes on faster and then it leaves faster. And every time I remove another limiting belief or address a stressful trigger, it's like it comes on like a light switch. And then I, you know, hopefully I'm smart enough to deal with it. And then I let it go. And it's immediate. It's like, it just washes away off my face. Have you had that similar experience?
Absolutely. That's what Unlearn the Crap is about, is I spent like 35 years ignoring my body signals because I didn't know what it was saying. And it got to the point where my body was screaming at me, and I was too strong. I say I was too strong for too long, but really I was just stubborn, and I was so following the rules of what I was supposed to do that I just kept waking up and pushing harder every day. And so when I had my breakdown, it was like, okay, my body was talking to me and I was being rude and ignoring it. So we're not going to do that anymore.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Okay. So this is probably like 17, 18 years ago when I was seeing this therapist, and he called it a flight to health. And I thought, that was kind of the first foray into like mindset shifts that I was exposed to, because it was always a certain way, even growing up. And, you know, my parents, in my opinion, were the greatest parents ever. But there was an order that you did things. I grew up Irish Catholic in the Northeast. So as you can imagine, you graduate high school, you go to college, you get married, you have kids, and you don't get divorced. Like, that's kind of the story. And so like, you're next, go ahead, and you go through the story. And so far that story has worked out for me, but it was all the corporate trauma that I didn't even know was a thing until somebody probably about a year ago said, how are you doing shedding the corporate trauma? You know, I left corporate for good. I kind of had like, I kind of left, came back, left kind of thing. But when I finally left, they said, well, how are you doing shedding the corporate trauma? And I thought, is that what that is?
Yeah. Like,
fascinating to me that that was even a possibility. I just didn't think that was even part of my programming. And it's been amazing to shed. But I'd love to hear more about your story and some of the things that maybe were warning signs, because I guarantee you people listening are having those same signals and they don't realize they're signals. They're, you know, symptoms of other, you know, you can always tie it to something else.
Absolutely. And that's what happens. To back it up though, on why it was difficult to realize what was happening, I did a whole study on that for my book, on the fact that our whole school system was designed around feeding the corporate or the business world, so that we were part of that whole industrial revolution to educate for a job. So we were taught right and wrong. Everything was judgment, even like essays. You were being judged by the teacher as to whether you lived up to the expectations. And so when we got fed into corporate, it was because we had been brainwashed into this is what we were supposed to do and supposed to think, because anything outside of that, any individuality, critical thinking, whatever, was shunned. It was more about memorization and repeating things that we'd been told rather than being authentically true to who we were. So I get why most of us, you, me, and probably the majority of the world, didn't get and understand what that corporate trauma did. But for me, it deadened my life. Well, first of all, I got physical symptoms. So I got fibromyalgia and an incredible stress. I couldn't even move my neck. It was like solid wood. I ended up having adrenal fatigue and osteoarthritis and couldn't walk and digestive issues. And, you know, every part of my body was being at risk, or it was feeling the pressure of what was happening. And I used to blame my fatigue, my exhaustion, my lack of sleep, my weight gain, the feeling dead inside, feeling empty. I would actually use these words, I feel empty. And so it was a literal feeling of that being just raw, but not knowing what to do about it. You know, Everybody knew that there was something going on with me, even since teenage years, but nobody could figure out what it was. And so I just kept pushing, thinking this was normal.
And I feel like, you know, you share and suddenly it just clicks somewhere where somebody says something and you're like, wait, what's that? And you kind of like peel back the layers of the onion a little bit. I know for me, it was, well, you know, obviously my son had a suicide attempt, and, you know, so that was a good one, right? Because the noises were really small in the beginning, and then they get louder and they get louder. And before you know it, it's like that frying pan over the head. And that was that moment for us. And it was a matter of like joy just kept coming back up, like joy, you anchor on joy, everything's going to be okay. And if you love all over him, he will heal. Because living in Boston, and I talk about this in almost every single episode, it's amazing to me that I live in Boston and there wasn't a therapist or doctor that would help us, right? That's got to be like mind-blowing if anybody knows anything about Boston hospitals. So anyway, but I'm so thankful because it taught us, and me in particular, what I need to know to architect the life that I wanted for myself and my family. And it was all around joy. And then about a year and a half ago, I discovered that love was actually the answer to everything. So joy being a component of love, but love is really the answer. And when you address everything with love, it's kind of a better feeling than being angry and, you know, empty. And I've used the phrase, the walking dead, I can't tell you how many times. It's fascinating to me how these things, you know, show up in your life. And when you don't listen, how loud they can get. And for you, that was so physical. It blows my mind. So there had to have been kind of like a moment where you were like, I've got to do something different, because it's like the list of what's wrong with you is getting a little long. Right. And painful and debilitating. And so how were you able to like just start to peel back the layers of that onion to heal yourself?
Well, I didn't. I broke. I shattered.
That's an option too.
I shattered into a million pieces. I lost everything. Literally, I lost everything in my life. From people to money to lifestyle to health. I mean, I lost everything. And I remember sitting in my home all alone. And I always look down to the left when I think about this, is that I looked down to the left and I saw like all the pieces of who I was. And I remember staring at that pile and thinking, I don't want to put her back together. That person didn't do well. That person is so shattered and broken. And so at that moment, I was able to align by figuring out, first of all, who did I want to be? Who was I naturally? I started to equate things the way I did in business. You know, what was our mission statement? What were the values? What was our purpose? What was our beliefs? And so when I started to think, well, it really doesn't matter what my beliefs were. What do I want them to be? What supports the person that feels good? And it's funny because you talk about joy. Well, that's one of the biochemical responses that our body has is our emotions. Our emotions will tell us when we're on and off track. And joy and love are one of the highest vibrating emotions. And so when we're in those deep, dark, painful emotions of shame and guilt and fear and all of that, we are literally being sucked down into the mud.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to tap into, okay, what does this feel like? And what does this feel like? And really starting to get in touch with what my body and my soul were trying to tell me. It was joy and love driven.
It's so powerful that you talk about, you know, looking down at her in a bunch of pieces and being like, nope. You know, I talk a lot about in my own coaching, you hit a crossroads and, mm-hmm. you know, you can choose to take a turn. It's all about a choice. And even not choosing is a choice.
It's a choice.
And when you look at the choices that you can make, this used to always come up in my corporate life. And there are very few phrases that I recycle from those days. But how's that working out for you? Not, right? Look at yourself. You are feeling, you know, to use your words, not accusing you of being so, but you said it, broken and in a million pieces. And, you know, your weight is going up. You're in physical pain. You have all the things. So that doesn't feel good. So I'm just going to try this other thing. Like maybe that would be better. And that actually like just sounds better. So I might just try that direction. It's kind of like, you know, when you're a little lost, when you're driving around, you're like, well, that kind of feels like the way to go. And then as you start down that street, you're like, yeah, that does feel a little bit better. And then, you know, you take another turn and you're like, ooh, this is a really pretty street. And like, the more that you do that, the more you realize, I want more of that. And then begin to attract that. So is that sort of how, as you started to rebuild, the more you attracted, the more you sought after joy and love and all the better feeling vibrations, the more that came to you?
Yes, but it was more than that. For me, as my healing happened, because I've been a student for 40 years. I mean, I had studied everything from personal development and human behavior and how your brain works and how your body works and everything, you know, biology, quantum physics, I'd studied it all. And so when I broke, and I had a similar experience to your son, I broke into so many pieces that the depression and the suicide attempts were happening. Mm-hmm. And it was because I felt so dead inside, like you said, the walking dead. And so when I went to the medical community and they told me that their role in was only to medicate my brain chemistry, not to heal me. And so my moment was, okay, Kathy, if you're going to live, you can't count on anyone on the outside. You have to do this yourself. And so when I made that decision, which decision and choice is what I believe are where our superpower is, because we can create whatever reality we want based on our choices or decisions. So when I chose to live and I chose to heal myself and realize that it was only going to happen if I did it. And so it was those moments that all of a sudden the pieces started to arrive. And I started to figure out about universal laws, you know, things like the law of polarity, the law of gestation, the law of relativity, the law of compensation. All of these laws became like my roadmap that, you know, instead of me trying to break through walls all the time, or I used to call it push a wet rope uphill. That's what it felt like all the time in my corporate world. And so now I can see the signposts. I can see Wavy Road up ahead. I can see, you know, Yield and all of these other signs that once you know what they mean, it just becomes easy.
Yeah. Wow, that's really powerful. And as yeah. As we were sort of talking in the before we started to record, we were talking about, you know, shedding that corporate trauma, living more in, you know, the divine feminine energy rather than the corporate masculine, and how I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't realize that I had been programmed so heavily, that I was so rigid and so scheduled, and I'm still pretty scheduled, but I didn't realize how much it was hurting me until I started to kind of unpack all of that. So maybe you can share a little bit of your experience with that as well.
It's funny how things just pop out of your mouth when you least expect it, and all of a sudden you realize it's the truth. I was working in a corporate environment where I was overproducing everybody in my department, and I was in a world of men. And I didn't realize at that time that that was emasculating to some people, especially the bosses. And so at one point, I looked at my boss, and he was treating me as an outsider and only allowing men in. And I looked at him one day, and it just popped out of my mouth. I said, "You wouldn't be treating me like this if I had a." And so it was, when that happened and that came out of my mouth, I realized how true it was.
Yeah.
That I could work as hard as I wanted. I could produce. I could overcompensate. But I could not make up for the fact that I was born a different sex than what was acceptable in that world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can relate to that. I came from the IT world. Obviously, majority men, although in marketing, there were a lot of women, but they had to act like men if they were going to get ahead. And so there wasn't a lot of women supporting other women. I mean, they'd kind of do it behind the scenes, but I had a really hard time with that. So as I rose up through the organization, I made sure that was the culture I pushed down, because that was the culture mm-hmm. I wanted to be part of. And I found as long as I kept myself small, and focused, you know, down into my team and, you know, to some extent on sister teams, I would be okay. But anytime I had to work with any of my leadership, it was like I became a different person. I noticed I wasn't myself. I felt miserable. All I wanted to do was make comments like that because it was true and I couldn't hold it in. You know, it was about 4.5 years ago, I think it was, that I got laid off, which was the greatest gift. So I had started building a nutrition and like a health and well-being practice for the company I was working for. They had 30,000 employees, and they just had those corporate programs where you could like call an 800 number and get a therapist kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, we need more practical things. People were seeming really isolated. This is before COVID, and you know, couldn't leave their desk. How about I give them little workouts they can do in between calls and different mindset things? And so building this, I have the head of HR, the chief people officer of the company, working with me on it. It was going great. I got laid off. And I'm like, wow, I just got a package to take this thing and make it my own, which it already mm-hmm. was, but like do it on my own. And I had never felt so liberated in my entire life. I was like, yes, I just got paid for this. So was doing my thing for about, I don't know, 8-10 months maybe. And my old boss from the company before called me back into corporate and was like, you're the only one that can do this. We need you. This company is going to IPO. So in my mind, I'm like, ooh, that's like a little bit more of a cushion. That wouldn't be bad. I can stick this out for 2 years. It was the worst 2 years of my life because I had already stepped into my authenticity. And then I had to take a step back into that, where even the interviews were awful. Like, my kids were walking in the middle of it. It was so disruptive. I bombed 2 of the 4. I still went ahead. I knew it was wrong. And oh, I could not wait until I got the performance evaluation that focused on this tiny little hangnail of an incident where I didn't say the perfect, most correct response. I actually called somebody out because they deserved it. They were terrible to my team. And my boss was trying to put me on a PIP. And I was like, oh, so you're going to ignore all the amazing things I did. Great. I resign. Like, I'll see you later. I'm not going to sign that. We're good. And she never spoke to me again. I hope she's listening. Hi, I'm happy. But so many people would take that and sign it and say, oh, well, you know, the next person will notice my accomplishments. And I just couldn't do that. I don't know if you've ever had an experience like that, but anybody listening, the answer is no, they will never see you. They only care about themselves. And they are so scared of their position that they are willing to sacrifice you for it.
Absolutely. Even when you think you are bringing so much to the table, you are adding value and increasing sales and everything like that. The minute you're gone, they forget about you.
Yeah.
You're totally dispensable.
100%. That same therapist we were talking about used to work at NASA. And when the guy behind him, who had the big messy desk of paper and was always in high demand, and the guy they called for everything, I don't know exactly what they did, but they were some sort of rocket scientist, and he didn't show up for work one day, and it's because he had a massive heart attack and he died, and his desk was cleared by 11 a.m. So I never forgot that and thought, like, that's going to be me. And I have to, the only person that has the right to change this whole narrative is me.
Yeah. I was in a conversation with somebody the other day, and she had said how she had left a abusive marriage. And then she went to work and she realized that exactly the same feeling she had with her husband is what she was now getting from her employer. And she thought, I'm being abused here. And I thought, what an amazing ability to connect those two, because yes, it becomes abusive. I remember the last job that I had that finally broke the straw. And I would say to my boss, you're making me choose between my integrity and my loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go home? And I would go home and drink a bottle of wine. And it got to the point where I burned out. Stress came. But do you know that stress and burnout are like one of the top things that are costing employers these days?
Oh,
1 million people a day in America call in sick.
It's actually a diagnosis on your doctor's chart. It has its own code now.
Absolutely.
Frightening. Yeah. And it's only getting worse. And I don't see how it changes unless we force the change.
And I believe we're in that paradigm change, Colleen. I believe that we are in the beginning of something so amazing and so powerful. Yeah. Can I share my thoughts?
Please do.
Okay, because this brightens me up and just lights me up. I believe that we're in a paradigm shift where all these old structures, the ones I talked about education and our government and our workplace and all of those, they're crumbling. Our economies are crumbling. Our monetary systems are crumbling. Everything is crumbling because it was built on this power and control from, thousands of years ago. And it just came down from, the kings and the queens, and it just evolved. But we are in a change right now where AI and robotics and automation are taking the jobs of manual labor and repetitive tasks, like regurgitating information, rewriting contracts, you know, all of this stuff that is going to displace so many people. What does that leave us with? It leaves us with our humanness, mm-hmm. our compassion, our innovation, our creativity, our ability to innovate, compassion, love. It brings everything that is the most beautiful parts of us, and it frees us up to really bring human qualities to our world instead of us just being ants. In an ant farm, like we just keep pushing on as part of a stream of unconscious people. We're now stepping into the place where becoming who we truly are has never been more important.
Well, just let that sink in for a second, my friends, because that is, I don't know that there has been a better declaration than that. That is so true. I feel it and believe it to my core as well. Pretty sure I wouldn't have said it so beautifully, but it is so true. And that's that shift that, you know, yeah. masculine to feminine, and it is so palpable.
Yeah.
It's now maybe part of it's the algorithms have figured out that's what Colleen wants to hear about. But I mean, I am seeing it everywhere. And when I talk to people about being a joyologist, I hear like, oh, we need more of that. I'm like, I know, you know, I work among you. I get it. It's brutal. Brutal isn't even the best word for it. It's whatever's worse than that. And so I love that you share that. So what are some tips? How can we advise people to just put, as I like to call it, one foot on that path? Like, you don't even have to know where the path is going yet, but just like one foot in that direction to just get started.
Well, let me answer that by describing how I built my coaching program. Okay. Mm-hmm. So my coaching program is based on the analogy of a driving. We would never, ever send somebody out onto the road in a car and say, figure it out. Trial and error, right? Bounce off of the curb. See, yeah, try not to kill anybody. But we are sent out into life in a body that we don't know how it works. We don't know what emotions are and the chemicals of our hormones and our central nervous system and our three brains. You know, we've got a brain here, our heart and our gut. They're all three individual intelligence centers in our bodies. We have energy centers. We have all of this that's physical in our body. And then we have our GPS, which is our intuition, our ability to connect vibrationally, to choose what vibration we want to vibrate at and what we want to attract. And if we're on a path that is not empowering to us, we can choose something else. And when we do, we change our DNA, we change our everything in our body. It shifts for next generations. We can cut off anything that's disempowering. We don't need to carry it with us, those traumas. We can just cut it out. Go. Mm-hmm. And then you add universal laws, which are like the road maps and the understanding how roads work. Well, now you know who you are. You know how your body works. You know how your soul is talking to you. You know the language of what is happening inside. And now you can actually drive your own life and your own body. And now you become aligned with what is important to you. Could you imagine if everybody did what was important to them? What would our oceans be like? What would our environment be like? What would our social structures be like? What would our ability to be there for each other, our health, our welfare? Why? do we have to have and have not? We live in an abundant world where there is more of everything than ever existed before. I cannot believe I'm on my high horse here. I apologize.
Keep going. It's so true.
But imagine if financial independence was a right. Mm-hmm. Imagine if we didn't have to be controlled and manipulated by a system that keeps us hostage with debt and consumerism and all of the ways that we're being manipulated. Imagine if we all brought the beauty of our individual gifts and souls to the world. Yeah. What kind of world would we have?
I can imagine everyone is saying, yes, please.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because we all have something really burning inside of us that we know we're here for. Mm-hmm. And one of the most pivotal moments I ever had in my life was my mother was an amazing, amazing woman. She rose corporate. She had a fantastic house. She traveled. She, you know, she had friends. She had everything. And she still died an early death. And one of the last things she said to me, I will never, ever, ever forget these words. Kathy, you don't understand. I could have been somebody. Could you imagine never having those feelings, never regretting any choice, knowing that you lived full out and you brought your inner gifts and your inner beauty to the world?
Yeah. It's so powerful. It's numbing to think about. Of course, I think about it all the time, but I think speaking for those who are still stuck, it's like, again, you know, you're at a crossroads. How is that working out for you? If you even utter those words, the answer is it's not working out for you. And so choose a different path. There's no guarantees that path is even the right path, but it's a heck of a lot better than where you are. And you're guaranteed to learn something along the way that will then catapult you to that next step. So I always encourage people, take that first step.
Absolutely.
You know, face your fear. And that fear is this misunderstood emotion. It's actually your body's way of saying it's excited. So run towards your fear, you know, take a look at it, really look at it in the face. It's not that scary once you face it. It's all the things inside that you're programmed to believe that it's really scary. It's not.
Absolutely. I am so happy you said that and brought that topic up, because we have been programmed to believe that fear means danger. Mm-hmm. Fear doesn't mean danger. Our brains are 95% on autopilot. Mm-hmm. We have programs that are running where our brains and our bodies are so efficient that they are designed to keep us on autopilot so that we can use the parts of us that are human. That fear means you're outside of the program. You're now driving. Autopilot is off. If you want to live an autopilot off life where you're in the driver's seat and you're making the decisions and you're not just a passenger being blown around by the winds that slap you around and your life just kind of evolves, which is what took me off track, was I just evolved by what was happening around me and I was constantly reactive, always reactive. And I never got a chance to figure out, who am I?
Yeah. I love that, you know, of course, I don't love that it took a breakdown to get there, but I'm so glad you got there. I have to share, I'm a horrible host because I forgot. I got too into our topic I forgot to promote the banners that we talked about. So before I wrap, I just want to make sure you all know, follow Kathy on Instagram at Kathy at Rise Up Coaching. And then I want to give you a second to also talk about your burnout risk assessment free quiz. And these, all these links are going to be in the show notes as well, but I wanted to make sure I acknowledged it. And I am so sorry I got too into our conversation to mention it before now.
Do you not think I just got a little bit impassioned and excited too? All good.
I mean, it kind of came through. Yeah, I kind of thought so.
Everything happens for a reason. So I'm all good with that. My mission and my passion is to try to get to as many people as possible to tell them that they don't have to be a breakdown comeback story. Because every single person we know that is in the best of their lives, they all have a comeback story. But if we learned before we broke that we could alter those paths first, which is what this burnout risk assessment is, how at risk are you for burnout? And if so, where are you at risk? And if you can have that information and say, oh, it would be kind of like being told, you know what, if you keep smoking, chances are you're going to get lung cancer. You make a choice, right? And if you know, okay, this is the way it's going to end with, you know, probable lung cancer, and you still keep doing it, well, it's a choice. But if you don't know, and I didn't know, so this is my gift for everyone to go and do a self-assessment. I also offer a free clarity call afterward where I can go through those results and help figure out where are you at risk? What decisions can you make to change that risk factor? How do you get yourself back on your own track so that you are the one in charge of you?
Beautiful.
Your health, your wealth, your everything.
Beautiful. Folks, make sure to check out Kathy's burnout risk assessment quiz. It's, you know, the link is here. It'll also be in the notes, but it's accessible on riseupcoaching.io. Kathy, this has been an amazing conversation. I feel like I could talk to you for days. So I had a lot of fun. Any parting thoughts before I wrap?
Time to unlearn the crap. We need to unlearn everything that is disempowering. And that's the question that I always ask clients. Is it empowering you or is it disempowering you? One or the other. And if everything you're doing, thinking, feeling, experiencing is empowering you, go for it. But if it's not, what can you do to change it to the other side?
Beautiful. So well said. Thank you again for being on the show today. I really enjoyed our discussion, and I know we're going to get a lot of great comments from the episode.
I hope so. I want to hear what people think about all of this.
Absolutely. And that was another episode of Joy Unleashed. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel so you never miss an episode. Well, that was another great episode, and Kathy Baldwin was such an amazing guest. And we really talked about, you know, listening to your body. And I feel like that phrase is a little overplayed, but the essence of it is where the magic is. And when you listen to your body, when you recognize the signals that it is sending to you all day, every day, and what those signals mean, you know, those signals are telling your body you are out of alignment. I don't like this. This isn't right for you. This isn't, you know, where you should be going, or, you know, telling you that it isn't a scenario that is meant for you. You need to address that. You think, well, I'm just going to brush it away. It doesn't go away though. That's the thing. Those things then stack up on each other and they get louder and louder and louder. And as she said, she had all these amazing physical symptoms and then she finally broke. How about we don't get to that point? And she talks a lot about that in her book, is like the goal is to help other people not get to that point. Let's catch you before you have your breakdown and get you on the path to your purpose. So my joy tip of the day today is all about paying attention to those signals. They are telling you what you need to know. Please, from the bottom of my heart, don't ignore them.
Thank you for tuning in to Joy Unleashed.
As always, it's my honor to be your host and joyologist, Colleen Greco. Follow me at The Colleen Greco on Instagram for daily motivation and inspiration. And don't forget to leave my show a review on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, sisters.